KTVB News Time 753, 69 degrees in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview. It's now time for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB owner and general manager, Paul Gleiser.
Good morning, Mr. G. Good morning, Jared. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Go to Merriam-Webster.com and look up the word myth. You'll see six definitions. Events in the current news cycle caused the definition marked 2A to pop off the page. It reads, a popular belief or tradition that has grown up around something or someone, especially one embodying the ideals and institutions of a society or segment of society. Well, consider this definition as you look upon the mayhem at our elite universities. The esteem in which American society holds top-tier universities has truly attained mythic status. Schools such as Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and the rest of the Ivies on the East Coast, and schools like USC, UCLA, and Stanford on the West Coast, are generally perceived as among the best universities in the world. At one time, that perception may have been rooted in reality. At one time, the selectivity of these schools and their academic rigor meant that their graduates could count themselves among the best of the best. But five decades of incremental leftist takeover of these top-tier schools have exacted a heavy toll. To an alarming degree, the academic rigor and institutional commitment to honest and open debate that once defined our elite universities has been corrupted by tenured faculty committed to leftist indoctrination. The result can now be seen in the anti-Semitic chaos that has engulfed schools like Columbia and UCLA and has left administrations of these institutions looking feckless and weak. That state of play now calls our attention to definition 2B of the word myth. It reads, an unfounded or false notion. To the extent that schools like Harvard, Yale, Columbia were at one time among the very best in the world, here in 2024 such is no longer the case. If you doubt me, turn on your TV and watch as privileged, coddled, mostly white liberal kids are allowed to make idiots of themselves, even as they are aided and abetted by their unaccountable leftist professors. Certainly, there are still great professors at these schools teaching really bright kids really important things. Certainly, these schools continue to offer rigorous course material that prepares students for success at the highest levels. But that remaining healthy academic tissue is being crowded out year by year, semester by semester, by the metastatic advance of radical leftism. It's no coincidence that the craziest of the crazy protests are happening on the most elite of our college campuses, and that those campuses are in the most liberal precincts in the country. Which means that if you aspire to have your college-aged son or daughter attend one of these elite universities, you are aspiring to a myth. A diploma from Harvard, Columbia, Yale, et al. Will cost about $350,000, yet won't carry the cachet it once carried, nor be the evidence of a superior education that it once was. Or put another way, there have been no anti-Semitic protests at schools in the heartland of the country, such as UT Tyler, Wichita State, or Kansas University. No, sir. Those kids are too busy getting ready for finals. That's my word, what's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Well, thunderstorms in the forecast for today, but substantially gone by quitting time with temps in the 70s. That makes the patio at the Grand Tasting Room in Keepersall a great place to wrap up the work week. Now, you have to go check me out on this. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the most gorgeous real estate in East Texas. It's where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall Vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. You take this tableau, add in Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit, grab a light bite to eat, and you're all set for a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's no wonder, then, that Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So, to do all of this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. You can learn more at Keepersall.com.